Hey, man. Last time Colton preached was on New Year's Eve. I believe that was the last time, and he did a phenomenal job. So I've asked him to minister to us tonight. If you will, worship with him, get behind him, say amen when he needs it, say oh my when he needs it. No, amen. Let's worship the Lord tonight, okay? Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Okay. The last time I preached, I went to the Book of Romans, and I preached on how we have to have a test before a testimony. But if y'all don't mind, repeat after me. Tonight, I want to go to the Book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 22, and it reads, "And straightway," if you would please stand up. Almost forgot. "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, also, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto them, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. You may be seated. Tonight, the topic of my sermon is, Where is thou faith? See, okay. The disciples were out in the middle of the water in the Sea of Galilee, and they saw Jesus standing up on top of the water. And they're looking at him, and now since they said that were feared that it was a spirit, they obviously must have just saw his shadow, you know? And Jesus calls to them, Do not be afraid, it's only me. And Peter says to him, My Lord, if it is you, let me come to you. And Jesus stand there saying, Peter, come on to me. And then Peter steps out of the boat, starts walking on water, gets halfway, and then he's like, sees the wind blowing, he's afraid, and is obviously like, Whoa, wait a minute. I can't walk on water. Help me, Jesus. You of little faith, why did you doubt? Then here are all the other disciples, and they confirmed with their own mouth that he truly was the Son of God. Peter, see, let me tell you something. People ask me all the time, they say, Why did Peter sink? When he was walking on the water, why did he sink? Well, the answer is very simple. He did not have enough faith. If you don't have enough faith, it ain't going to happen. Like, I'm going to give you a small testimony of mine that confirms faith. There was a time I was going through a real bad trial. And there for a while, it was just here recently, and Brother Bacon, you know of this situation I was in, but I just did not think that Grandma and I were going to be able to reconcile. I'm sitting there in Oklahoma City for 6 months, Georgia for 3, then Purcell, Oklahoma for 1 full month, for 3 months in Purcell, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, well, Grandma and I got to where we were talking again, but I was just so afraid that Grandma and I were not going to be able to have a relationship like we used to. And there for a while, I had faith in God about other things, but I just lost faith that Grandma and I were going to be able to have a relationship like we used to because of everything that happened. But then, I went to this church up in Purcell with my father and my stepmother, Michael and Kim, and the preacher there preached on this very topic. And I'm sitting there. I'm sitting at the back of the church, and something came just right over me, and I felt like something was telling me, you needed to hear this sermon and these verses. And I felt like a question was being asked to me. What I felt like something was asking me, Colton, where is your faith? Why are you doubting? And I thought to myself, I know good and well I should have handled it better than I did, but the way that I handled it, that there's just no way that Grandma and I are going to be able to reconcile and have a relationship like we did. But the more I thought that, the more that it dawned on me, the more that that question kept coming to my mind, why don't you have more faith? And I just kept praying and praying. Then my faith started coming back. And let me tell you, I came back down here to Texas in Grandma's house that very night in July. I had been praying for several months that God would allow Grandma and I to reconcile. And there for a while, I lost my faith on that. But then her and I are sitting there that night. And for three nights prior to that, I did a lot of prayer and fasting for those 3 nights before I first got to her house. I rode down here with my Uncle Lee, and like I said, 3 nights before that, I had done a lot of prayer and fasting. And then that very night, I'm sitting there on that couch, and Grandma's sitting there in that chair, in her recliner, and she says to me, she says, you know, Colton, I've raised you since you were a baby. And, you know, I know that those people in Oklahoma City told you some of the stuff that you've been saying. So she said to me, she said, Colton, who are you to believe? Somebody, the person that's raised you since you were a baby, or someone you've only known since you were 7 or 8 years old, which is my family in Oklahoma? And I told her, I said, Grandma, you're right. And I'm sitting there and I said, Grandma, now I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not going to lie. My grandma is very hard to forgive. she is really not that easy to forgive to an extent. But I sat there and I said, Grandma, I know I messed up. I know I should have handled it better than I did. And I said to her, I said, Grandma, can you forgive me for the way I handled it? And she's sitting there, and she's silent for a few minutes. And she's silent for a few minutes. And now, my grandma is kind of hard of hearing, you got to understand. So I think that's why she was silent for a few minutes. So Grandpa looks at her and says, looks right at her, and from me to Brother Bacon is where Grandpa's sitting at. He looks at her and says, Florine. She says, what, Daddy? And Grandpa says, Florine, he asked if you can forgive him. And I'm sitting there on the couch. I'm from here to there is where I'm sitting on the couch. And I look at Grandma, and she looks at Ton. She goes, Daddy, of course I can. And then I thought to myself, it dawned on me, I said, now I know why that question kept coming to my mind. Where is your faith? Why don't you have more faith? And through prayer and fasting, my faith came back that Grandma can forgive me, and her and I can have a relationship like we used to. And through prayer, fasting, and a strong faith that finally came back, Grandma and I reconciled. And reading through this verse, and reading through this passage that I just read, and that part where Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And now that I read that one particular part right there, it dawned on me that is what Jesus was asking me. That question that was coming to my mind was from Jesus saying to me, you of little doubt, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And I felt, and now that I think about it, and that I'm preaching this tonight, I can honestly tell you right now, that was the question that came to my mind. And so, I want to tell y'all this. This is the big part of my sermon right here. What I want to ask you is, where is your faith in God? I want to ask you, do you have enough faith where if you're standing on a shoreline and you see Jesus out in the middle of the water, do you have enough faith where you can get off that shore, get on that water, and make it further to Jesus than Peter did with his faith? Do you have enough faith where if your arm was to get chopped off, that Jesus can grow that arm right back into that socket? Do you have enough faith where if you lose an ear, God can heal that ear back on your head? Do you have enough faith where if your nose gets chopped off, God can grow it? God can put his hand right on there and put your nose right back in its place. Do you have enough faith? Amen. Thank you. I want to thank you for your time and attention. God bless you.
Amen. I believe that we have faith, but sometimes we have to pray that prayer. God, I believe and I have faith, but help my unbelief. But sometimes our problems seem bigger than we are. But God created everything. He creates those little problems. So it makes us equal. Amen? Our problems are not bigger than we are. So we should trust. We should have faith. We should obey. We should believe in God. We know what happens in the end of the word. Amen? We know we win. So why fret? Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Brother Colton, good job. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Brother Terrence, Lord bless you, brother. Ask him earlier. I was like, brother, I said, where's your Bible at? He said, got my notes right here. Amen. Amen. Let's worship with Brother Terrence.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they come all in the world, all in one accord, in one place.
Amen.
And full child something.
Suddenly.
Yeah, suddenly. They were came in a sound of a first God messed up. There came a sound from heaven, from a first mighty wind, and found all their houses where they were sitting, and they appeared unto them clothed in tongues as they fell with the Holy Ghost and begun to speak in tongues with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
And I have a teacher at school, and I said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? She said, what you talking about? And I was like, now, if you don't believe, yeah, she goes, if you believe, and she asked me a question, and I got it in my notes, and she asked me, she says, what shall I do?
Right.
And then, the Acts 2:38 was, when Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
For the promise unto you and your children add to all that are far off, as even as the many as the Lord our God shall call. And that's what I want to talk about. If you don't believe, y'all may be seated. I don't want to keep y'all standing up. Like the day my mom got baptized, it was a beautiful thing to see. But one day, like you said, brother, right here, CJ, your pal smokes. But one day, he gonna be sitting right there with you, man.
Yes,
he gonna be sitting right there with you.
Yes,
you too.
Uh-huh.
You too. And I'm surprised, like Brother Neil said, they always went to McAllister's. They found David. David don't come to church a lot, but he's a part of the church. When they say to speak in other tongues, hey, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, speak in other tongues. And Sorry about that. I forgot where I was. Sorry about that. And when many others were, did he testify? That's a strong word. I like that preaching you did the other day. You have to have a test before you testify. And something, wait, fuck. Glad received his, I'm skipping over most of this. So y'all have to hold on. And they say, on the same day there were added unto them 1,000 souls. I'm going to just say, our baptism pool thing over here, that can be change your life.
Yeah.
It can. Now Peter then and John went together to the temple at the hour of prayer, beginning the ninth hour, and continued man lying from his mother and was cried, lady something something. Gate the temple called Beautiful to Ass Lambs to enter the temple. And yeah, go ahead, bro.
Acts 3 and verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk.
And on that third, I believe it was on the third day, on the third day, when Jesus was from the dead, and then Mary came in, looked. I think it was Mary, I believe. Looked in the tomb, Jesus was never found. They couldn't find him. And I'm going to leave it right there. Right for now. But I just had to tell y'all, Jesus can be your friend. You don't have to have a pot-headed kid. At school, be your friend. Because I pretty much don't got no friends at school anyway. The only friends I got is Jesus and half of them at school. But Jesus is my mainly friend. Like she just said, she just pray for your friend, and I promise you, he will be sitting there one day.
I think the most interesting part of that whole chapter is Acts chapter 2 and verse 16. It's awesome how God works, as he works in the New Testament just as much as he did in the Old Testament. But it's cool how when things happen and they come to pass. Amen. It's cool when a prophet steps up there and says, "Hey, in a couple of days, something's going to happen." And in those couple of days, something happens. Just like the one prophet, I can't think of his name. I think it was Elisha. Walked in and said, "Hey, it's not going to rain until I say so." And then he leaves. And it actually happened. So the king that he was talking to started saying, "Hey,